it doesn't have to be this big, scary system that I'm, you know, I have to come show you and teach you how to do, which we want to show them and we want to teach them how to do it because that's first class customer service. But it doesn't have to be a big, scary thing.
Okay.
So, you know, when you finally get them to say yes, you know, we want to help those referring offices through this process, and we want to reach out and be that resource to your referring offices. I think that has so much power and so much connectivity. And every time I think about this and being a resource, I think of my favorite, story about my favorite referring office that didn't know how to use the internet when I got to her practice.
When you first told me that story, I thought that, I mean, you must be like really making that up. But then I actually
Didn't believe me.
Well, I actually met the people. I met them.
Yeah.
And they're lovely. And in fact, it's absolutely true.
Right.
I think internet, it was like, didn't the young lady say, what's that?
Oh, yeah. So I said, you know, you guys all know this, of course, but I'm like, okay, guys. So, you know. Okay, so with Loop, we recommend using Google Chrome. Do you guys have that on your computer? The response was, what's that?
Okay.
And let it be known, this is a very successful practice, super high technology,
yeah.
Multiple doctors have been restoring implants for years. It's not like, you know, we just stumbled upon them and, like, mm-hmm. you know, they're having paper charts. Like, they use the computer.
Okay.
She emailed me digital x-rays, but didn't know how to, well, didn't know what Google Chrome was, but really didn't even know how to open the internet. So I think about how far we've taken her and, you know, how it really would have been easy just to kind of brush her off and say, well, you know, don't worry, you don't have to do it. Like, just don't worry about it. We'll just do everything the old way for you. And, you know, we could have very easily disregarded her. And we didn't.
Yeah.
And we sat there with her, and we gave it a little bit extra time. And, you know, it was definitely a learning curve. There was definitely a bit of a process to get her on board and to get her feeling comfortable and confident. But being that resource to her and letting her know that it doesn't matter. You can call me 16 times a day. And ask me questions about how you're doing it, and I will walk you through whatever you need me to walk you through.
Mm-hmm.
And she probably did call us every day for like 2 weeks, which was fine because we were already talking to her on the phone that many times.
Yeah, what I love about what you're saying, though, is you embraced her, surrounded her, you know, you got to where she is. You spoke mm-hmm. to her listening, but also she could still pick up the phone. Even though you have Loop, doesn't mean the
yeah.
phone is off limits. You know,
right.
The phone is another way to say, hey, here's information for you lifetime, even before you might ask for it. And it sounds to me like you were able to build this just uber amount of trust
mm-hmm.
and just an invaluable relationship with not only the head of the practice,
mm-hmm.
but I'm sure it's filled into everyone on their team.
Oh, definitely. And I love that you brought that up because that was one thing that she voiced to me. She was like, Hannah, I really like talking to you on the phone. I like hearing your voice. You know, I knew about her grandkids. I'd never seen her before, but I knew about her grandkids, and I had talked to her on the phone every day for months and months and months at that point. And, you know, she was, I really like talking to you on the phone. I don't want this to, I don't want this to distance us. I don't want this to change our relationship. And by letting her know that, in fact, it didn't need to change our relationship, and she could still call me whenever she wanted, but I only wanted her to call me about the things she wanted to call me about.
Mm-hmm.
And empower her to make, I mean, which is something I would consider such a small change, but for her was such a massive change. And she's Luke's biggest fan.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great one. I mean, it's a tough story, but it's good to share. And I mean, I'm so grateful that, you know, you have examples like that people were able to, I mean, wow, just there's so many things that are going right in that situation. But we may not have those major toughies, but I think
right.
what you're saying is any opportunity to not only sit side by side with your referral practices or you know, teach, coach, and listen, or help them to problem solve is being just that, a resource. Yeah,
definitely. And I think one thing, being in a practice, it's really easy to be busy. And it's really easy to say, well, there's the tech support number. Call the tech support number. And while there's nothing wrong with that, they certainly could call the tech support number, and tech support's wonderful. They're going to answer questions. They're going to make sure things get done. But knowing that that's an opportunity for you within your practice to help your referral, build that trust, gain that rapport, and know that if they can call you and ask you a silly question about Loop, what else can they trust you with?
Sure. I was so much more. I've been sitting on about an implant case or parts and pieces. I mean, because I think maybe I'm intimidated sometimes in the GP practice, right? To call in with someone.
Well, I don't want to bother them with that question.
Yeah, well, for sure. We think it.
And, you know, it's a very important question. And we want to have that relationship about anything, not just about Loop. It's so much bigger than that.
Thank you for listening. This podcast code word is technology.